Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Eagle Hour listeners, we hope that you enjoyed your day off yesterday as we had the radiothon helping the Palmer Homes for Children in our all-day radiothon on the Super Talk Mississippi Network of Stations. On the program today, we're going to be talking with former baseball coach Chad Kaye, who is in the, it's actually an all-Cajun day, for lack of a better term. We've got Chad Kaye on the show, and then later on we've got Gunnar Leger. So I guess anybody that has that J or whatever, yay, on the end of their name, you know they got to be from Louisiana. But Gunnar Leger is the new assistant coach. He'll be joining us later on in the program. This first segment brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit, smoked here, loved everywhere. Keep Dickie's in mind for your catering event, large or small. In fact, with the first three home football games being at the Rock, get your orders in now for Dickie's. They'll be able to take care of everything that you'll need so that you'll be able to enjoy the fellowship of everyone else at your tailgate.
What Dickie's kind of side dishes will we be enjoying this evening?
Well, in fact, there will be cream spinach. You can get baked beans. Cream spinach is my... Wait a minute. This is not a legitimate deal. This is Michael Mergens. When you leave our producer-engineer Michael Mergens alone for even 2 or 3 minutes, he's going to find stuff on the internet that nobody else would ever find.
That didn't sound right.
I was waiting.
Sound effects.
I was waiting for you to come up with something else there. But
Dark web of sound effects.
Okay. So noted. And to be clear, but Dickie's Barbecue Pit, we thank them for their support of the show and for Southern Miss Athletics. Chad Kaye joined the Southern Miss baseball staff in the fall of 2007 and remained there all the way up to associate head coach in 2019. He is now an entrepreneur, business owner, and has smartly hitched his wagon to his wife, Jessica. And you even admit that, Chad. You know. So we're glad that you're here today. A lot of things going on. College baseball, the amateur draft coming up this coming Sunday and Monday, where a couple of Purvis kids right down the road are expected to become rich young men here very shortly. But many things to talk about. But first of all, we mentioned you left the staff in 2019. Bring us up to date as to what you're doing now, Chad.
Yeah, I left in 2019, had an unbelievable experience at Southern Miss. I cherish every day and all the terrific players, coaches that I got an opportunity to work with. Of course, it's my alum, so it was super special there as well. I took on the challenge of going to the SEC, went to Texas A&M with Rob Childress, had a blast, really did. It was great to see that league firsthand, and the day-to-day events and resource, the difference in that those particular schools versus the others. And then finished up at South Carolina, excuse me, with Mark Kingston. It was great. I enjoyed it, the whole experience. I think the challenge for me personally, why I got out, was family reasons. I had two children, my daughter and my son, both which were in high school. If I can give anyone any words of advice, do not move your children in high school years. That made it super challenging for them. But they were courageous, and they really accepted the challenge, and they adapted as well as they could. My daughter had dreams of dancing and being a Rebelette at Ole Miss, and she was really excited about having the opportunity to come back and finish up at Oak Grove High School, which where they both started. And it was kind of the perfect storm. For me, I'm not saying the time was right or perfect, but at the same time, it was just the beginning of the NIL and the transfer portal. I experienced that. That the last team that we put together was a super regional team, which was a huge part of the new rules that we come to know today. But all in all, it was probably a time in my career where, you know, the old, I guess I'm an old school guy, in the Corky Palmer, Scott Berry, ages of really building teams and through relationships. And obviously, in this new era that we're in, it's more about free agency. And so it was kind of discouraging to be in the field any longer. So I think between where I was with my family, as you mentioned, my wife had a business here that we were still going strong with, even remote. It was just time. And the fortunate part for me, I missed out on the thing that the average person does not realize in all coaching professions, we miss so much of our kids' day-to-day lives, from whether it be dance, baseball, football, basketball, because we're always recruiting or coaching someone else's kid.
Right.
And it made it super challenging.
Well, in your neck of the woods is Luling,
yeah,
Louisiana, right,
yeah,
over that tall bridge there in South New Orleans. So, I mean, not only your immediate family, but your extended family was close by.
Absolutely. And fortunate, I was fortunate because they were close by. So we got a lot of help from family. I really tell those coaches who are really hours or flights away from their immediate family or extended family that they don't get that extra help. But no, I was very fortunate in that regard, but it was just time. So I've enjoyed being done, to be honest with you. I've had some opportunities to get back in. I've still...
Well, and to a degree, you are still in because you're coaching. Tell us about your business and what you're doing now.
So I started this business... about a year and a half ago, baseball performance specialist, excuse me. And it's really more of a high-end developmental type program, of which we chase natural movement. It's so different than the thing that I got to witness as a former coach once I got out. And I did notice this in my coaching days. There's too many cookie cutters out there in the lesson format, camp format, showcase format, clinic format. I didn't like how the teachings were being displayed. And I hate to say it, but a little bit in a money-making
position. I was just going to say, these are money pits, a lot of them.
And it was very discouraging. And it was discouraging because I was starting to see it in my latter years when I was recruiting on the field. These guys looked like they were boxed in, they were cookie cut. And you could just tell the difference between a kid that was overcoached versus a kid that was playing more free in a natural state. And I hate to say it, but a lot of those athletes that I witnessed that were playing in that more natural state were multi-sport athletes. And what was the common denominator? Well, they're not in a box in a lesson 12 months of a year, they're freed up as athletes playing other sports. And then when baseball comes, it's obviously their time to shine.
I want to ask you this as somebody that has coached at a very high level. I've heard other coaches, travel coaches, whatever you want to call them, when they get out, they said, I would probably coach again if I could coach a team of orphans. That when parents weren't engaged in children's lives, they were much easier to coach than the helicopter parents that want to give them a Gatorade every 30 seconds.
Absolutely.
What has happened to parents as far as that goes, Chad?
Well, I tell people all the time, I don't blame these kids at all. And, you know, the term gets thrown around, these kids aren't quite as tough. This generation of kids, not quite as tough as maybe our generation. And I blame the parents. I really do. It's not the kids' fault. It's
right.
Not the kids' fault, because it's a byproduct of how they're being raised. And I'm guilty of it just as the next guy. You know, we all want to give our children opportunities maybe that we did or did not have as young kids. And whether it be through an extra camp or a piece of equipment or an extra lesson, we have the right intentions. But unfortunately, if our kids get into the wrong hands, it can be a little detrimental.
One of the things that I have said for the few people who are brazen enough to even ask me my opinion when it comes to coaching youth baseball is I tell them, and I want your opinion on this because I'm a big boy.
Yeah,
I can take it.
Yeah.
I tell them to put the baseball down in the fall. I said, just, you don't have to play baseball all year round. You know, because number one, you have to cultivate a love for the game. And if all they're doing is playing baseball, they're going to get tired of it. And then who knows what they might get involved in. Your thoughts?
I would agree with that. And I really would. And I believe it's more about putting it down to get the mental break as much as the physical. But so you can switch gears into training, into being a better mover, a better athlete, which is the big part of my business model, instead of confining them. Again, I hate to use the same analogy of being in a box in a lesson in a biomechanical manner. So yes, to a certain degree, there is a time and a place to put it down,
which would allow them to play football or soccer or basketball. And I think every one of your colleagues on the college level that we've asked the question to have said, I much prefer a baseball player that has been in a three-point stance and knows what it's like to get his bell rung every once in a while.
No question. There's a lot of truth to that. But it is a fine line, because it's hard. It's such a financial commitment to play multiple sports these days, too, and that's the other challenge.
We're going to continue our conversation with former Southern Miss baseball coach Chad Kaye, now a local businessman here in the Hattiesburg area. We're going to talk specifically about Southern Miss, the growth of the program, and about the amateur draft coming up this next week as the All-Star break ensues in Major League Baseball. The Eagle Hour, a Friday edition, continues after these commercial messages.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Campus Bookmart is the sponsor of this second part of the program. It's in the bright yellow building, and I mean bright yellow building, across from the main campus on Hardy Street. You can't miss it. Everything that you can put a Southern Miss logo on, in apparel or trinkets, things for graduation, gifts at Campus Bookmart, open 24/7 on the web at Campus Bookmart, that's bookmart with a T.net. Later on in the program, new pitching coach Gunnar Leje will be joining us. Southern Miss has raided the cupboards of yet another Sunbelt rival. He comes to Hattiesburg from Louisiana Lafayette. We'll be talking with him a little bit later on. But right now, we continue our conversation with former coach Chad Kaye, now a businessman in Hattiesburg, got out of the collegiate game at 2019. And Chad, not a moment too soon. My gosh, how much has changed in just a few short years, which completely changes the way you have to navigate a roster and the future.
Very challenging. Yeah, still speak to a lot of recruiting coordinators, head coaches in the league of the SEC, Sun Belt, and et cetera. This is some tough times. There's no doubt the whole landscape of recruiting. And, you know, I think the thing that I learned my last year at South Carolina, I share this message. It's very, very unfortunate. It's very difficult for the high school player simply because it's become an adult league. and there's no other way to describe that. You have to have age, physicality, and experience to compete at the levels of which college baseball is competing at. And college baseball is better than ever as far as the competition level across the board, all conferences. But man, it's this transfer portal and NIL and now revenue sharing, it's a totally different landscape than just it was 3 years ago.
If there is a winner or are winners, I've heard outsiders looking in say D2 and JUCOs are probably the biggest winners if there could be winners.
Well, it's twofold. Junior colleges are going to win for sure because they're going to get a much more talented high school player as well as a couple transfers. But honestly, the Southern Misses of the world, the Coastal Carolinas, the Troys, the high mid majors are going to really benefit from this just because it's a numbers game. It's a trickle down effect. Quite frankly, those schools should be getting a better player version of a player than they were even when I was here. So, and again, it's just because we're dealing with 34 man rosters. And so, the transfer portal is more active than ever before. Everybody's trying to better their position and catapult themselves to the draft. So, the unfortunate part, you won't see as much loyalty. You won't see as much development in the Division I ranks because there's so much movement, and you can't really expect to have a ton of development when the guys are moving in and out so much. Specifically, we getting graduate school, graduate transfers, guys transferring in the senior class, et cetera. It's just hard at the age brackets that they're in, but it's new times.
I get asked this question a lot, and I'll ask you because I don't know the answer. Mm-hmm. When you look at major league rosters, you see a large influx of Latin players from South America, Central America, so on. But we don't see that really at the United States collegiate level. Why is that?
Well, this is the part that most people won't admit. The Major League Baseball and college baseball do not coincide. Major League Baseball model, business model, and execution model is they're playing young athletes. They want the 18, 19, 20-year-old. College baseball does not. And so they're not coincide. That's why you're going to see the draft has already been pushed down to 20 rounds. It's more than likely going to get pushed down again. So to answer your question, that's why the opportunities for the out-of-the-country kids are and why you're seeing more out-of-the-country players more than ever before. Again, because the two models don't coincide. You don't want a 26-year-old from Southern Miss when you get an 18-year-old Latin American at probably a cheaper price. I hate to say that, but you may have a better prospect, too.
And talking with people in the Twins and Phillies organization, which my son used to work for, they said the other thing that a lot of people don't want to admit is, quite frankly, the Latin American kids will work for cheaper.
Absolutely. 100%.
That there is indeed a sense of privilege among, for lack of a better term, white kids, spoiled white kids who have come up playing travel ball.
Well, having the experience of being in the SEC, as great as an opportunity it is for the athlete of all sports, the negative of it is it is a customized, it's customized travel, nutrition, strength and conditioning. You have every bell and whistle in these programs to cater to these kids to be the best version of themselves. And then when they jump into minor league baseball, it's a culture shock. You have nothing. You have no resources. Resourcefully is two totally different games, and that's what drives these kids away from professional baseball. Like, well, hold on. I had it better at Texas A&M, South Carolina, LSU than I do in AA, wherever.
And and with transfer portal and NIL, they really could be literally making more money in college.
100%.
And then they start in the minor leagues.
100%.
And I'm not sure that's something that would really be attractive.
And that's why the two models, they don't coincide. And that's unfortunate for both games, but it is what it is. And I don't know what could change that. I really don't know if it ever will change that. Time will tell. I don't have those answers, but there is a huge variable there.
Well, the draft coming up early part of end of this weekend and then beginning next week, and it's assumed that Middleton and Cook will be at least – two Southern Miss guys whose names will be called. What about their skill sets, Chad? Are especially outstanding?
I mean, obviously, I didn't coach them. I don't know them on a personal level. Obviously, one has a terrific run tool, which is extremely, extremely rare, and with a ton of athleticism. The little I've seen, and then Middleton, obviously, is such a power arm, which is required in today's professional game. So, like I said, I don't know their makeup, and I can't speak on any of that. But just watching from afar, their skill set super, super special. More importantly, I think that the area here that does not get enough credit is the high school baseball. The high school baseball in our state is already good, but our region is ridiculously good. Since I've been out, I've had the ability to be around the Parker brothers, the EJ Booz, Matt Miller's son, Maddox Miller, and Taylor Bellevue from Peddle. There's just so many terrific draft potential talents in this region that has been very, very fun to watch.
Well, it changes the perspective of things when you become a draftee, and then, you know, from going from the amateur ranks, as it were, you know, to the pro leagues.
Absolutely.
So what can we expect really next week in the amateur draft generally?
You know, I tell people all the time, I've gotten real close to a lot of GMs and scouting directors. The draft is a little bit of a misconception in regards to where some of these kids get picked, because it's not just based off of best player goes one, best player goes two. There's a financial piece to this that really comes into play. There's a need and philosophy a part of it as well. So, you know, I'll use JoJo Parker because I know him personally, and I mean, he's an unbelievable talent. Is he deserving to go in the top five? Yes, but also one of those top five organizations have to have the right fit financially, roster-wise, et cetera. So there's more to it than just this, obviously, stacking players, but at the end of the day, he's going to get a terrific opportunity.
The great stories for me are always the pitchers because – and I'll give you two examples. Justin Verlander, who has just, I guess, announced his retirement, comes out of Old Dominion, right? Not a lot of people. Old Dominion, not exactly a baseball powerhouse. Probably the best pitcher, I'm told, in the last 10 to 15 years, Tarek Skubal. A weird name, but out of the University of Seattle, now pitching for Detroit. So how do guys like this, who become so good in the majors, only wind up going, no disrespect, to Old Dominion and the University of Seattle?
Well, look, this is what I've learned in the past 10 years of coaching in those leagues and also being out. The ability to develop on the mound is staggering how the opportunities that these kids have. There's just so much information out there to make them a better version of themselves or the best version of themselves. I tell my son and all his friends all the time, why anyone would ever want to hit? It's so hard. It was always hard.
Right.
And now we have seam shifting. We have the ability to change slots to more natural slot with specific grips. I mean, there's just so many analytical things that you can do to create velocity, to create this, I call it the Barry Bonds, the special pitch, the equalizer, to create these models of pitches. And it takes some time. So for athletes that you just mentioned to go to smaller schools and then flourish as they got exposed resourcefully to some of this, it's not surprising. And you're going to see it all the time. Bobby Barbier is the head coach at Southeastern Louisiana. Yes. Is one of my very dear friends.
Former coach at Northwestern State.
He is. And he is one of the best pitching coaches in the country, in my opinion. And he is a prime example of a guy he can take from small school and then all of a sudden develop him into a star because of all these resources that I'm discussing.
We're going to take a commercial break, then we're going to wrap up with Coach Chad Kaye, and then you'll meet the newest member of the Southern Miss baseball staff, Gunnar Leger. And I haven't even had to speak Kunas or whatever to be able to talk to these guys. So that's a good thing. The Eagle Hour will continue in just a moment.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Fourth Street Bar and Grill sponsors the third segment of the program. They have live trivia on Wednesday nights through the month of July. Great air conditioning in there. Good place to shoot pool, hang out with Southern Miss fans. Whether you're pre-gaming, post-gaming, they've got great food and big portions on the food, too, for us full-figured guys. And cold beverages always at 4th Street Bar and Grill. We appreciate their support of this program and Southern Miss Athletics. And this reminder that the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour is Genesis of Hattiesburg. Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest luxury vehicles on the road today. You can visit their all-new Genesis showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Coach Chad Kaye, we're wrapping up our conversation with him. Chad, tell us again about your business, where you're located.
Located right here in Oak Grove, Highway 98, New Point Shopping Center. Very excited about the new facility, opportunity, just to touch some young athletes' lives. You know, as I shared before, you know, I think it's so important that athletes train in their more natural state, none of the cookie-cutter approach, and that's some of the things that we can do. It's all done through an assessment, it's all one-on-one, extremely customized, not only customizing the athlete to help with his, obviously, swing in the batter's box, but on the mound, but also defensively stealing bases. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're defining movement, and we're defining easy, effortless movement, and for every athlete, and that's all they could ever wish for. And you know, again, we tell everyone this is not a magic pill, but this will truly, truly give you the best opportunity to reach your ceiling. And the last piece that I'll share, I think the biggest mistake, I hate to use that term, but that is being made, is in the strength and conditioning department. All these athletes are trying to lift exactly the same, kind of the same cookie cutter approach, all working the same program. There's some terrific programs out there. I'm not questioning anyone, but I do believe there's certain athletes that need to train specifically in that resourceful way, in a more natural state, to help them truly be the best version of themselves on a playing field.
And if you have girls and boys, let the girls go to competitive dance right
yes,
there in the
absolutely.
Same shopping center.
Absolutely.
I'm not familiar with really yeah. the name of that
dance
place.
South. Dance South.
Oh, you happen
yes,
to know
dance
the name
South.
Of that place.
I do
place.
Happen to know the name. This is year 15. She's done terrific. And so we're right next door. So you can bring your daughters and your son.
And then you can go do what you need to do and then come back. Unless you're one of these helicopter parents. We're just gonna. I don't know how you can be in two places at once. But anyway, Coach, yep. thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having
your
me.
Your insight is always yep. well received, and we appreciate it.
I appreciate it. I wish you Gunner the best of luck. He's going to love it here.
All right. And we're going to be talking with Gunner Leger here in just a moment. This reminder that we want you to stop by MCS Home Center in Bellevue when you get the chance. 7329 U.S. Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. If you go to the 98-589 interchange, just go past 589 and it's right there on the right. It's a big box store with the local touch of local people who you worship with and work with, and they will take you right to where you want to be. You will be impressed if you haven't been by MCS Home Center. If you use it in, on, or around your home, you will find it at MCS. And don't forget the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can just tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Joining us now is Gunner Leger, a native of Lafayette, Louisiana, who actually comes to the Hattiesburg area from the University of Louisiana Lafayette, where he will join the Southern Miss baseball, or has joined the Southern Miss baseball coaching staff, actually coming from the Cajuns. ULL. And Gunner, between Kaye and Leger, I think we've got about the whole state of Louisiana covered today.
Yeah. How's it going, guys? Thanks for having me on. Yeah, we got it covered. I'd say that. So, because yeah. Kaye may not remember, but he recruited me when I was coming up and playing. He was at Southern Miss. He never offered me. So, never had the opportunity to. I won't hold that against him.
I was going to say, you can't get it right all the time, right?
And
when we talked a little bit earlier, you kind of laughed when I mentioned that our research staff does such a good job that they knew that you played for the Thibodeau Terror Travel League Baseball yep. years ago. Yes, right?
I spent a little time with them, yeah.
playing against guys like Kirk McCarty and Taylor Braley and some other Southern Miss players, Matthew Giddey, throughout the years. But tell us now, you come from Lafayette to Hattiesburg, and one of the things you said is, look, it's some people might consider it a lateral move, but for you it was a chance to really work under Christian Ostrander, who you've said is one of the great pitching minds in the game today.
Yeah, no doubt. I think for me, you know, I kind of got lucky and got a little bit of a head start. Coach Deggs gave me a great opportunity to work at a place that obviously means a lot to me, playing there and playing under Coach Robe. I'm young in this, and I know that I have a lot to learn, and I have a desire to learn and be around people that are really good at what they do. And Coach Oz, I think, is as good as it gets. You know, I think just from what I know and my experiences with him and everything I've heard about him, I couldn't be more excited to be under him and be with him.
And although in other sports it might be a different story, I would think baseball in the Sun Belt would not be near as difficult a sell.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
As a league, no. This is a pretty strong league.
Yeah, no, I would say, when I played in it, you know, I felt like it was strong. It was maybe a little top heavy, but top to bottom now, man. I mean, you know, we're the fourth rated league in the country for a reason, you know. I like to say that. I mean, we're playing Power Four baseball, you know, ACC, SEC, Big 12, and then us. So, you know, and then Coastal is a prime example, playing in the national championship 2 times in 10 years. And, you know, Southern Miss hosting regionals. UL has done it before. And I think even the bottom of the league, you know, like I said earlier, when I played, maybe it was a little bit more of a top-heavy league, but the bottom of the league has invested a lot into baseball, you can tell. And they're playing at a high level as well.
Yeah, it's one thing for Coastal to have to beat LSU, but to beat the umpires as well. A little bit too tough for I said that, Gunner. You didn't. Okay.
But it is kind of. No comment from
yeah,
me.
Yeah. Kind of tough to do. So tell us what roles you will be stepping into at Southern Miss under Christian Ostrander's leadership.
Yeah, I know a lot of what I'm doing is, you know, I guess you can view it as an assistant pitching coach type role. We'll hold hands and manage it, if you will. But I know I'm going to help a lot on the technology analytics side. We'll have obviously my hand in development and other things. But like I've done a couple of interviews and told people before, obviously this is Coach Oz's organization and team and his staff. And again, I'm just grateful to be a part of it and be with him and have the opportunity to be at this place. It's a very special place. I have had an opportunity to come here when I was a player. It was in midweeks. You know, Southern Miss wasn't in the Sun Belt yet, but got to experience it a little bit and obviously been on the opposite side of the field as a coach once at Pete Taylor Park. But it's a really special place, man, with special people.
And I would think, too, that you being from Louisiana, your dad having coached in Louisiana, and you've been a lot of different places in Louisiana, that would be absolute fertile recruiting ground for you, because there's a lot of great talent in that state.
For sure. No question. It's good baseball. Just like good baseball in the Mississippi area, the Mississippi JUCOs and really everything surrounding Hattiesburg. Louisiana and South Louisiana, obviously grew up there, played there growing up, played high school at Barb, played high school ball at Barb. And so there's that whole I-10 is loaded with talent. And I feel like I definitely have a good recruiting base down there, good connections and relationships. And so it's definitely not a bad place to go down there and have some people in your corner.
Gunner Leger is with us. He's the newest member of the Southern Miss baseball coaching staff under Coach Christian Ostrander. Coach Leger, as we talk to you now, you've got your punch list sitting in front of you, your to-do list. What are some things that are of most immediate importance to you that you want to get taken care of as you settle in?
The big thing for me, man, is like I told Coach Oz, that I'm not coming in here to the system works, right? And his ability to evaluate talent and develop players, and not just him, but the organization and the program with Southern Miss Baseball has done it at a high level for a long time. And so I'm not coming in here trying to change anything, just add value, you know, where I see fit and where it kind of makes itself present. Really, the immediate thing for me is, I mean, it's why I got into this, is just to build a relationship with the guys. They get to learn me a little bit. I get to learn them. And just get a feel for how coach operates and how he wants to operate, you know, and what's important to him. And I think that's kind of was the biggest thing for me. And I expressed that to him, like, you know, I want to know what's your vision and what do you want this to look like so that I can help, you know, I can help you achieve that goal for us.
And not that you're going to lose any sleep over this, but the fact that you left Lafayette to come to Hattiesburg, an in Sunbelt Conference rival, you know, the fans down there probably would have wished you would have gone anywhere other than Southern Miss. Did you get your house egged, Gunner, or your tires slashed or anything like that?
No, nothing yet. So, I mean, like I said, Lafayette and Louisiana has always been home. They've been always extremely supportive of me and gracious to me and my family. And so, you know, obviously I'm sure that they weren't super thrilled, and I can understand it, you know, but yeah. At the end of the day, I felt like the opportunity again to kind of get uncomfortable a little bit and get out and about and ultimately be with Coach Oz just was a no-brainer.
All right, Gunner Leger, we wish you nothing but success. Welcome to Hattiesburg, and we're with you all the way, Coach. Thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thank you all for having me.
Gunner Leger, the new staff of Coach Christian Ostrander in baseball. Where will Southern Miss finish in football? We'll see what the prognosticators have to say when the Eagle Hour concludes in a moment.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
This fourth segment brought to you by DBAT Training Facility. Indoors softball and baseball training in air-conditioned, comfort, and clean premises. Boy, you'll really love the facility at DBAT just off of Interstate 59 in Hattiesburg. And a shout-out to 2902 Hardy Street's own Mobay Beignet Company, the official beignet store of the Eagle Hour. They're right across from the main campus as well. What a great way to start your day or end your day at Mobay Beignet, 2902 Hardy Street. Kelly Sander along with producer engineer Michael Mergens. Bob Getty on vacation. So is Andrew Abity. We expect Bob back on Monday. Not sure with Andrew as he is gallivanting, which is a word, Michael, that doesn't get used very often, gallivanting.
There's a reason for that.
Is it kind of old
school?
If
someone has to look it up.
Across Northern Europe, but we hope that Andrew is having a good, safe trip. Well, football season right around the corner now, and of course all the publications and prognosticators are putting in their 2 cents worth as to where they think Southern Miss might finish. But we're going to jump to the end of the upcoming season, where CBS Sports has already come out with their first bowl projections of where they think the teams are going to wind up at the end of the year. Interesting to me that we haven't even played a game yet and they're already predicting final.
You can't say it's a slow news period because obviously there's a lot going on news-wise, but apparently
this is, of course, all just for kicks and giggles. Well,
it's the Onion, isn't it?
And this is
the Onion posted it.
Yeah, and this is the worst projection that we have found for Southern Miss, that they're not even in the bowl picture. All right, according to CBS Sportsline, Coastal Carolina is going to play South Florida in Myrtle Beach. Jackson State's going to play Marshall in New Orleans. Now, how that happens, I don't know, because Marshall, by other publications, are picked to finish dead last.
Right.
So I don't know. That shows you how all over the board these things can be. At the Veterans Bowl in Montgomery, Bowling Green is scheduled to take on Arkansas State. In Albuquerque at the New Mexico Bowl, UNLV versus Texas State this coming season. The 68 Ventures, but what is 68 Ventures? Do you have any idea?
I remember Venture 64 is an album.
Okay, no, I doubt that would be it. But the game is in Mobile, and they've got Fresno State taking on Louisiana Lafayette. The Cure Bowl in Orlando, James Madison versus Boise. And again, these are all projections by CBS Sports. And then the Boca Raton Bowl played in, of all places, Boca Raton.
Oh, I was going to say.
Yeah, Georgia Southern against Western Michigan. So if those hold true, which what are the odds?
I want you, when you leave, tack that on the bulletin board, and we'll look at it.
Some good bulletin board material, right?
Yeah, we'll look at it in December and compare.
So according to CBS Sports, the following Sun Belt teams will not be bowling. Old Dominion, South Al, Appalachian State, who comes to Hattiesburg, game number 3 this year, Louisiana Monroe, Georgia State, and our beloved Eagles. Now that's worst case scenario.
Yeah.
But now if you look at college football news, on the other side of the coin, the news is much better. Again, this the same Marshall team that was projected to play in a bowl by CBS Sports is projected to finish 14th, dead last in the conference by college football news. Number one, James Madison. They've got James Madison winning the Sun Belt this year, followed by Georgia Southern. Now, those two teams are in the Eastern Division. But then the next four teams are all in the West. They've got Archie State as the number three team in the Sun Belt, South Al as number four, Troy number five, but Southern Miss number six.
Wow.
In the entire league. In fact, in their writings, they said that they think that Charles Huff will get this thing turned around in 1 year, this season. They then go on to say that Coastal Carolina will finish seventh. Louisiana Lafayette will finish eighth. Then ninth is Texas State. 10th is App State, which again comes here to Hattiesburg week 3. 11th, Georgia State. 12th, Old Dominion. 13th, ULM. And 14th, Marshall. So Southern Miss, according to College Football News, the sixth best team in the Sun Belt going into the season, having not played a game yet, of course, and that would put the Eagles in the middle of the pack in the West, which when you talk to a lot of people who have had a sip of the Southern Miss Kool-Aid before and have been burned, a lot of people going, look, 6-6 would be okay. Mm-hmm. We'll take 6-6. That's bowl eligible. But, and this sounds...
We need to start keeping these every year and then look back.
And how accurate?
How accurate it was with last season. And I get it. It's the off season. Everyone's ready to go. So they got to keep that news cycle going, coming up with stuff. But you see what happens every season. It's never what anyone expects because you don't know.
And when you look at the Big 12 last year, Arizona State was picked to finish dead last and they win the league.
Mm-hmm. There's been a few times in April where you've come in and you're a Detroit Tigers fan. I'm a Chicago White Sox fan. You said, man, your White Sox are looking really good. What do I usually tell you?
We haven't played a game yet.
Yeah, well, it's like, talk to me in October, and we'll see how it's a long season. A lot can happen.
Although, with all due respect, Merg, with the White Sox, you can talk to you in May, and it's pretty much...
Yeah, well, yeah. Right now.
It's getting better.
It's too late now.
Yes.
Next year.
Wait till next year. All right. Wait till next week for more of the Eagle Hour. On Monday, former football coach Jay Hobson will be here for the entire hour. And man, is there a lot of stuff to talk about with him. Jay Hobson on Monday's show. Bob Getty will return. Hope you have a great weekend. For producer-engineer Michael Mergens, I'm Kelly Sander. Thanks for joining us. Until Monday at 1, as always, Southern Miss.
To the top.
To the top.
To the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus,
A healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.